Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, next Friday and Saturday, it's the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. And here to get us ready for the event is the Communications Director, Samantha Fisher. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is one of the great events of the year, and one of the best parts of it is the Friday night balloon glow. What can you tell us about that?
Well, sure. The Balloon Glow is on Friday, September 15th. It starts about 7 o'clock in the evening. This is actually the first year that the Balloon Glow is going to take place on Art Hill in Forest Park. So that's going to be one for the history books for sure. It's just going to be so beautiful with the balloons spread out across Art Hill. They'll be glowing like colorful lanterns and reflecting in the lake. Everything is just going to be so much fun for people to come out and enjoy. We'll have food trucks, the funnel cakes, music on our Maryville University main stage. It's going to be a fun night for everybody. And the best part of all is that it's free.
You know why they moved it from the fields over to Art Hill?
Yes, Forest Park Forever has been working on projects across the park. And right now, the field that we've been using for many years, Central Fields, is under renovation. So while they work to make that field new and improved, we have temporarily relocated to Art Hill.
All right. I was wondering about that because I know a lot of people like driving by and seeing the balloons. I guess it'll be a little harder to do that, but Art Hill is going to be just gorgeous.
Oh, it really is going to be great. We have had the balloon race there before in 2004, and it really was a great sight to see the balloons lifting up above the art museum. And, you know, every year it really depends on which way the winds are blowing, what direction the balloons are going to fly out of the park. So I know a lot of folks also look forward to watching the skies and seeing if the balloons are going to fly over their homes.
Yeah, no question about it. Okay, and also the band that you're having there is the premier party band in town, Boogie Childs. If we're wondering what kind of music do they play, what do they play?
Boogie Child is a great dance band. They play everything from Elvis to Bruno Mars. I spent some time with them as they were preparing for the show. They were playing Katy Perry, and they just have great energy, great enthusiasm. I think they're going to put on a wonderful show on Friday.
And, of course, you also have the fireworks finale at 9:15 on Friday night.
Yes, the PNC Bank fireworks finale start at about 9:15. It's a great way to just close out a fun evening at the Balloon Glow. So we've had the beautiful colors from the balloons, and then they fill the sky with great fireworks for everybody to see.
And the Humane Society has their annual Glow in the Park Balloon Glow dinner Friday evening. How do we find out more about that?
Yes, the Balloon Glow dinner that the Humane Society sponsors at the Great Forest Park Balloon Race Balloon Glow has become a great tradition that folks really look forward to. And if you want to just kind of take your experience up a notch, it's a different way to enjoy the night. And you can go to the Humane Society's website and find out more information about their tickets.
Visiting with Samantha Fisher, she's the communications director at the Forest Park Balloon Race. And then it's race day Saturday, and you've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up.
Yes, we do. So on Saturday, the Maryville University main stage opens up at noon. We're going to have kids acts performing from the Muni to Zazz Performers, Ignite Theater Company. Then we'll have Super Magic Robots kind of bringing some excitement and entertainment to Saturday race day. So at noon, people can experience the Purina Entertainment Area for kids. We'll have bounce houses there, face painters. The ProPlan performance team will be performing. PNC Bank has a mobile learning adventure there. We also have food trucks, the funnel cakes, like I was saying before, lots of concessions and different things for people to do. And then if you want to sit down and relax and enjoy your food, you can go to the Enterprise Family Picnic Area and just kind of have a nice place to relax with your family while you wait for the show to really kick off at 3 o'clock when the Miller Lite Skydivers float down to the launch area. And then around 4 o'clock, the balloons will start lifting off.
And at 4:30, the Hair Balloon launches, and it is a lot of fun. You mentioned how people like watching the balloons and where they go. I got to tell you, a couple years ago, my wife and I were heading out to dinner. I looked up, and there was a balloon coming down on our way to town. And we drove over, and sure enough, there were a couple of balloons out in the field, and one of them was the Camo X balloon.
No, that you couldn't have planned that any better. You know, I really do think those are the best stories that come about the balloon race. It's been going on for, this will be the 45th year, and it is all about those kinds of family traditions and stories that people tell year after year about those kind of one-of-a-kind experiences, and that's what we want for everybody to have when they come out with their family to the balloon race.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and everybody in the area can pretty much take part because you just got to look up and you'll see them, and everybody gets excited when they see them. I mean, they are just beautiful. What about the quality of the racers and the people in the balloons? We have some of the tops in the world, don't we?
We really do. You know, the Great Forest Park Balloon Race is one of a kind because we invite only the most experienced balloon pilots to come and participate in our event because we're flying out of the middle of the city. So these are the best of the best, and they bring the most beautiful balloons for people to come and watch float over St. Louis.
And so where can we go to find out more about this year's Great Forest Park Balloon Race?
Well, we'd love for you to go to our website, greatforestparkballoonrace.com. We have our event maps, all the parking and transportation information that you need to answer your questions about how to get to the balloon race and the balloon glow. And, of course, you can check in on our Facebook and events pages to get updates about the event as we get closer.
And again, it's at Art Hill this year with the Balloon Glow on Friday and the festival and the race on Saturday. Samantha Fisher, Director of Communications at the race, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Have a great week and an even better weekend.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.